Welcome to today's devotion for Friday, September 29th, being the feast of St. Michael and all angels. And so on this day, we remember all those persons who were ordained to the diaconate and to the priesthood on this day, St. Michael and all angels. So we remember Father Travis Fernanda, who was ordained to the diaconate on this feast day. We remember Canon Sebastian Campbell. We remember Father Kerry Marcel, and also myself, Father Miller. All of us who celebrate on this day, we give God thanks for our ministries and what we do in this part of God's vineyard. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have ordained and constituted in a wonderful order the ministries of angels and mortals. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may help us and defend us here on earth through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our reading for today comes from the Gospel according to John. John chapter 1, beginning to read from the 43rd verse. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We've found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said, "Can anything good come from there?" "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Verily, truly, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The word of the Lord. In today's gospel, we have what is known as the call of Philip and Nathanael. The gospel writer tells us that the next day after John identified Jesus as the Lamb of God, he decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Philip went and found his friend Nathanael and told him that he had found the Messiah, the one whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael did not take this as good news because he had his own biasness about people from Nazareth. His view was that nothing good could come out of Nazareth. But Philip's response was, "Come and see." After his encounter with the Lord, Nathanael made a profound profession about Jesus. He said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." It was out of this encounter that Nathanael became a disciple and followed the Master. In today's lesson, it reminds us about the call of Samuel, as found in 1 Samuel chapter 3. After a couple of calls and Eli realizing that it was God who was calling Samuel, He gave him some instructions, and when he heard the call again, he responded with, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Both of these lessons has to do with the call of God. But most importantly, the call calls for an action, and the action is to follow. But to follow Christ is not enough. We must follow him for the right reason. To follow Christ for our own purpose would be asking Christ to follow us. When Nathanael and Philip was told, "Follow me," they became disciples of Christ. But what is or who is a disciple? A disciple is simply someone who has made a wholehearted commitment to follow Jesus as Lord and Master. Disciple can be called radical Christian living. When one truly makes a commitment to be a disciple of Christ, one must live the life that was meant to be lived. I want to share with you this morning four distinct marks of a disciple. First, a disciple is one, according to Luke 9 and 23, Jesus says, all who would be his disciple must take up their cross daily and follow him. And so a disciple takes up his or her cross daily and follow Christ, not the pastor or not the members of the church, but Christ. Being a disciple takes work and commitment. It takes more than just verbal affirmation. It takes daily sacrifice and commitment. It means our desire must take a back seat to Christ's desires. Though it is true that it's cost to be a disciple, it is true that it's cost a lot more not to be a disciple. Secondly, a disciple is one who counts the cost. As a disciple of Jesus, we must be willing to give up everything to follow him. It means we must love Jesus more than anyone or anything else in this life. We must be willing to be ridiculed for his name's sake. We must be willing to commit to Christ and his work, even when it is not popular. Thirdly, a disciple is one who abides in Christ. The source of a disciple's strength comes from staying connected to Christ, staying connected to Christ in worship, staying connected to Christ in prayer, and staying connected to Christ through obedience. Jesus encouraged us to remain in him by obeying him and being faithful to him. And finally, a disciple is one who walks as Jesus walked. It means as disciples, we must pattern our lives after Jesus, who is the example of how to live. This is the way we should follow Christ. We need to stick with him and be consistent. As disciples, we need to make time for God and his word every single day of our lives. As a disciple, let us spend time in prayer with the Lord throughout our lives and take time to be with God's people. Jesus continued to call us to follow him. And so on this feast day, as we celebrate this wonderful feast of St. Michael and all angels, I challenge you to surrender your life and to follow and become a disciple of Christ. Amen. Thank you for tuning in. And please share this devotion with your family or friends or as many persons as possible. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a spirit-filled day.